Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and again, another edition today, July 10th. A.D. Anno Domini 2022. Physically and mentally, I feel good. As you know, to feel good is the foundation of what's good about our health. And not having illness that hinder us from physical activities are to engage our minds in different kind of thinking, because now it takes good health to give us enablement to both physical and mental performance, right? So if I am not having things settled in my mind the way I want it, it doesn't mean that I'm not okay mentally. You see what I'm saying? And for the physical, you know, you may be having some problems with things that you have to do, but as long as you're well physically, it's up to you to figure out how to get your thing done. But what if you weren't physically well? You wouldn't have the enablement to do what you want to do, right? So the foundation of health concern, because without that, we're not going anywhere. All right. Well, having said that, it brings me now to what I am thinking about. That's where the trouble comes in. You know, I called a friend of mine. We grew up together back in Jamaica. From my earliest years as a youngster, I know certain people that I grew up, go to school together and all like that, go to church together. We are more than just friends. We are long-time acquaintance. And could be long-time acquaintance and you're not, you know, it's not a favor, a favorable person, you know, when you don't have reason to, you know, to be friends with people and you kind of have distance, so much distance from you because maybe their character is not really complementing yours. But I'm talking about we are like family, you know, and we talk for a while. This friend of mine, he had one of his brother that was, we were like connected like brothers, you know. And he passed away many, many years ago. And, you know, that was losing, a brother friend. And has another brother that passed away a few years ago. He fell sick and he passed away. But he is still alive and well. And we chat, you know, and get to chat a few things that, you know, I wanted to chat and, you know, just feel good, like old time. And it's quite a few years now that we haven't chat. My friend, I had to tell my friend, like, I am no longer a Christian because we all grew up as Christians. So I just come right out and tell him I'm no longer a Christian. And what caused me to put aside the Bible and the church was because of my reading ability to understand things. And we talk And, you know, I felt very good after we finished talking. Now, my mind is set on, you know, a conflicting I'm set on a conflicting, as it were, like a foundation of conflict. Ever I read prehistory, and when I realized certain things that I thought differently, you know, it's it is a weight, it is a problem to my thinking, because to become peaceful and content with my realization, it is going to take me a while to digest. Well, digest is one of the things, but digest is not the first thing. Is to gain all the knowledge that I need, because there are a number of things that are, say, up the stairs of my climb. There are things I understand at this level down here, but I have some higher levels of things that I need to develop higher knowledge of them. So whilst I recognize the difference between the existence of prehistory existence, kind of world that was before, and what I am experiencing now, that's where the problem is. And I can, let's say, simplify it by saying the difference between BCE or BC and AD, it is an issue that I have to assess and get to know what the reality of it is. And because of the change from BC to AD calendar, that's where the problem is. That's where the problem is. And I am wondering to myself, I can tell you, this is not a situation that I expected to realize and to actually live in the experience of these two different dimensions. to understand it, understand just the fundamental knowledge of what it means to go from BC to AD. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you understand it? Do you understand what the BC existent world, what it was like? Do you? Considering that we are living on planet Earth, and do you think you will ever migrate to another planet? Do you think so? It is not very likely. It's not impossible, right? But it is not likely. Because there are planets out there. And we have in this solar system, like about 12 planets, you know, like they are the closest to us. But do we expect to go and live on one of these planets? I don't think it is probably. I don't think it is. It's not that, it's not impossible, but I don't think it's probable. I don't think it's likely. We are conformed to Earth planet. We are made up of the substance, planet Earth. So going someplace else is not likely, though not impossible. When we look at life from the perspective of our beginning life on Earth and think that we only live for a while, I mean, and we die. But what I realize is the first factor that we have to examine is before humanity begin existence on Earth. Think about that. How long this Earth existed before humankind came along. Now, if we really want to be properly oriented in the way we think, we call it sane, you know, sobriety. We would have to think about the existence without humanity. If we do not think about the existence of the Earth without humanity, and when humanity first came about on Earth, if we don't take that into account, we are living like just animals out there. We would have to think about it from a civilized point of view, and I think only civility is going to allow us to think back like that and make sense of what existence on Earth, what it really is, because I don't think anything changed because we began, you know, like nothing about the form and structure of the Earth changed. Because we began to live. I don't see anything change about the earth and what happened on earth. We are an entity. And it's just like, all right, if a set of birds began to evolve since, you know, a year ago or so, or 1,000 years ago. I mean, what changed because these birds come along? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you bought a new set of furniture for your new house. You can see the kind of thinking that I'm doing about our existence. I'm going to like say, well, before we were brought forth on the earth and the environment was what it was. When we came along, can you observe anything change? I don't observe anything change. Right? I think we start to breathe the hair, but because we start to breathe the hair, did we enhance the existence of the planet? What have we done to make the planet a better place? I don't know of anything. If somebody know of anything, I'm willing to learn that. But I don't see anything as far as I observe, and whatever knowledge I get from our sources that teaches us, I haven't seen anything. So I'm saying, such is, if you bought a house, whether it's new or is, you know, second-hand house. But let's say you build a new house, right? It's better to come from that perspective. Why say an old house? Just talk about a new house. Though certain thing may not change in this, whether it's old or it's new. But psychological effect, let's say you bought a new house and you buy the furnishing for the house. Before you bought the furniture and decorate up and stuff like that, the house was the house, the same house. Let's say you take a picture of the house, outside and inside. You know, the furnishing, it's not the outside. It's like the internal of the house, right? So the outside is going to remain the outside, whether the house is furnished or unfurnished. Outside is going to be the same, right? But inside, all the space I've been taking up that was there before you bring the furnishing in. There's a certain space that was out there all around the house. But now that you bring furnitures in, you don't have as much space anymore, right? Your furnishing take up the place. All right. Did the furnishing enhance the structure of the house? Did it make it a stronger house? No, it doesn't. So making a distinction of the house that is set up on a foundation of concrete, steel, and stuff like that, and anchor in the ground. that you expect, hurricane or even in some case earthquake or so, you know, it can withstand. The house is not going to be enhanced because in this sense, as far as the durability of the actual structure, you know, like if hurricane is going to come and do damage to the house, you know, how does the furnishing that you have protect the house from being damaged by a hurricane? You know what I mean? And especially if the hurricane, a tornado or something like that, lift the roof off and all that, right? Your furnishing is not gonna, you know, protect the house. You'd have to put up some shutters or something like that if you want to, like, protect the house. But my point is about, because we began to live on earth, we began to plow the ground and plant grains. We begin to go underground and do a lot of things to, you know, begin to use, like dig up bauxite and all kind of stuff like that. We begin to, like, say, weaken certain parts of the earth and stuff like that, but we don't enhance the earth at all. We suck out energy from the earth. All right. So I want you to look on our human existence, or the thinking that we have, and because we are able to make decisions and do all kind of things. Where does that put us? The earth is not doing anything to us except when nature, you know, roll thunder and pour rain down. You know, nature will do whatever it please. And if you want to reflect on, let's say, a hurricane or a tornado, we know that we have to put up guards, you know, like get things and button up your window or something like that. Get, you know, storm shutters and to keep, you know, help keep wind from knocking out your windows and so forth, you know. And let's hope that you have a good roof and don't get lift off easily, right? So what I am talking about is, since we humans are put to live on the earth, look at the situation. The first humans are civilized or uncivilized. Do you know about that? When you Google and Google first humans, when there were no human at all, what our learning source tell us? It tell us that the first human being came about, you know, at least, you know, like some 3-4 million years ago. And they were not civilized. Now, if we're not thinking like that, we will be only putting a lot of things in our mind that will only preoccupy our vain thinking, because of course we have a social life to live, right? We have a social life to live. And if that's all we are preoccupied by, well, we know that life is only going to be about the little time that we live. Give us time from when we were born until a few years later. We get old. Doesn't matter how long, we know humans live, and even some animals, you know, we can think about too. We only be around for a few years, you know, like some people live a little beyond 100 years. I mean, you know, and we will think, well, I live 100 years or more, 110, 115, 125 years. What? You know, and we read some stories that some human beings live, you know, a few hundred years, right? But normally, human beings don't live too much, you know, beyond 100 years. It's usually like 70. I mean, people will die, you know, I mean, earlier too, from any time, you know, from you were born, people die, you know, throughout all of these count, you know. Some baby die at birth, you know, they call it stillborn and stuff like that. Various forms, you know, are different type of things happen to people, you know, from the birth stage till adult old age stage. People die any given time, right? But generally, if we talk about longevity, with keeping pretty good health, we look forward to life. Like, you know, when you hear people die at 70 something, we don't bother, you know, alarmed about that, because, you know, live quite a while. 80, you know, 90, 90 something, going to all 100. But when we see people living, getting close to 100, we know that, you know what? Anybody you see at the age of, say, 94, 95, you know they're not looking to get married next week. They're not looking forward to getting married next week at all. You know, or nowhere around here. And these are not people with, you know, like young, texture skin and stuff like that. They don't look young. You know, you can see that their molecule is, you know, getting hold on them underneath their skin, right? All right. The reason why I'm talking about this is the kind of attitude that we human beings come to have. So now we need to like keep it in context that humankind did not exist like we see the world today, because the first humankind, the humans were not civilized. Now, what kind of world will we have if we are not conscious of the fact that I am talking about? Because all of those ages that we're talking about, you can just refer to it as BC era. You know, BC era. And when we come to talk about the different phases of temperature and climate, we talk about the Neolithic and the Paleolithic and the Bronze Age. All right? And then we will be getting into the civilized human existence. So when, how long did the uncivilized humanity last? When there was no commercial industry. In other words, what began to happen in the Bronze Age is when civilized human beings came about. Who are those civilized people? So now, to make some sense of what I'm saying, is to look at the time when there was no humankind at all. That's a very important thing for us to calculate on, because if we start to go beyond and pollute up the entire existence of the world when no humanity was here, we're not thinking sober. We're not thinking sane, because we cannot assume that the world is just like we see it here today. We just can't. We'd be going contrary to what existence is, right? Because there was a time where, say, when there was no bugs around, right? So you can't make it be like bugs were always around. No. So this is what I'm trying to say. Things that we are not thinking about are very important and crucial for us to observe. And govern ourselves accordingly. Because if I decide that I am not going to observe, say, rules and principles that applicable to the way we behave ourselves, then there's going to be a problem. And let's say attitude as like honesty. The fact we have to adhere to the psychological attitudes that we're supposed to have, and that was not during the uncivilized human time, because only nature alone affected the internal nature of the being was applicable to them, just as birds are affected by nature. They don't do anything at the command of human being. Generally, not unless you catch bird and tame them or something like that. But apart from that, the common existence of living things are usually affected just by the nature that brought them, the evolutionary process. But when civilized humans came about, that was different, because civilization means you have an external knowledge of things and you can do a lot of things, external things, you know. Now, before, look, I want to make sure that I can affect you with my reasoning, because what I'm saying, you are to see, I am saying around you that, oh yes, he's pointing to something that is true. So I'm going to ask you a question so that you are participating and interacting with what I'm saying to make sense, because civilized people supposed to make sense. Right, I'm going to ask you, go back to the question about the first uncivilized human being. If you read in the World History textbook, what do you read about them? What could they do? Did they, you know, master any society with law and order? You need to answer that. You really need to answer that. Because if we continue to live like those days did not happen, we are in serious trouble. If we don't live with the understanding that the first human being did not have society of law and order, they could live in groups just like birds and other animals group together, ducks and chickens and stuff like that, and even dogs, right? But there was no law and order. In the World History textbook, it makes it clear for us to understand that, hey, life was not like it is today that we born and raised up in, because there is an illusion in a lot of us thinking, because we are not taught to discern. So, and only a civilized person will have the ability to examine things the way we do. You know, we have memory of the past and we know how to like adjust our lives based upon what we know. But do we see any adjustment made of the first humans that are called by its own species of origin? Hominid. Did the hominid live like civilized people? If they did, I want to know what you know about that. Because look, if what I read in the World History textbook must be regarded as a fact, because there is nothing else. Okay? There is nothing else. When I was growing up, and, you know, let's say from 8-7 onward, I didn't have no knowledge of, you know, to use my thinking to look back, let's say a year or two before, and, you know, view things and understand how certain things work. I was neutral because that knowledge was not taught to me. I didn't understand anything about the fact that the earth is floating in space. I didn't have that understanding. I just think that, okay, the earth, I am walking on the earth, and, you know, I don't know what is beneath the earth and all that. Right? I have a different understanding. But if I weren't a civilized person, I wouldn't be able to get to the point where I get to know something about that. You know? So what I am saying to you is, since I began to read prehistory, there are things that are in my mind. Cannot accept the world society now. That I am growing up in. I cannot accept this society because what I see in the world is a textbook. And prehistory that tells us when the first uncivilized human being life began. And when there was improvement of human life by a second human species. And what happened over that period of time. The first human were ape-like creatures. And the history put their existence like about 4 million years ago, maybe a little less. All right? And the second development of humans, the second species. So we know the hominid was the first species. And the sapien is the second species. First species in the millions of years, the first species, the hominid, in millions of years. Like I said, 3 to 4 million years. And then 250,000 years ago was the critical stage, the World History textbook says, when the sapien came about. And the sapien species is the foundation for the civilized human being today. That's what is in the World History textbook. Now, what I come to see in the world, in the human society, is not what I read in the World History textbook. I see uncivilized people go through some process. of biological changes and start to look like the real civilized people. And making a lot of trouble, criminal trouble, and turn civilized world upside down. That's what I see. That's what I see. And there is no accounting done of that. Civilized people are not running the world that is set up into the world, is their textbook. And so the way civilized people began to rule, you know, the human civilized contextual world. Now, whatever we are doing as human beings, the earth don't do anything to interfere with what we are doing. It is for us to protect ourselves, and that's what civilization is all about. So we need to look at what the book says about uncivilized humans and what they do, because clearly it is a taxonomic DNA substance that bring the human, that brings humanity about. So the first uncivilized and then the second civilized, they don't mix. They do not mix. So what is bothering me is the corruption that has taken place and is controlling the civilized world. When the thing is now, is what we have as corrective measures as civilized people. Do we allow chaos take us away? Do we recline to uncivilized process? Is that what we supposed to do? Is to allow weakness to triumph over power? In what I am saying is, it's the part about how civilized humans come about. We know how the first hominids came about. That no creature were not involved with the first humans. They just come about like maybe start to farm in the ocean and come on land or something like that. But it was nature. No kind of intelligent being is put into the beginning of the ape-like, mute, uncivilized human. Right? So, this civilization has power to sustain the atmosphere of civilization. If that power becomes corrupt, then we have to go to a symposium or to a, what do you call it, tribunal. Because civilization has power to control disorder. Now we have white people here. You know, this the move from being uncivilized to becoming half civilized then and take control of all civilized things. What about that? What does the symposium and tribunal, what would that effort seek to do? I think whenever the civilized people, you know, civilized people have brain, a head and a brain, and are not like uncivilized, but hey, we're talking about the sexual side of humanity, whether they are uncivilized or the civilized. No mixing. You can't mix, because that is what is the problem right now. And this didn't happen before humanity came about. It happened since both uncivilized and civilized human beings exist, and that problem came about. But we have the record. But what happened when the uncivilized corrupt the civilized and then disable process? Because that's what I see right now, is that white people are not good for civilization at all. They have absolutely nothing to do with civilization. But if they interbreed and get some sense and begin to take control, well, if the problem is not resolved, and they are going to, like, change civilization to something else, then the civilized people would die out. They are not extinct. That's what would happen. So that's what is bothering me. That's what is bothering me. There is just no way that anybody able to convince me that African people are not gone senile. And you'd have to look at it in the context and the degree of senility that I am talking about. I am compelled to be convinced that something happened that affected the hybrid ethnicity of the African people, who were the last to migrate out of Africa to many other places in the world. The first hominid that left Africa to go into Europe did not do that. They did not do that. They were in Europe for 1.5 million years when everything went wrong, right? And after everything went wrong, the history is there to tell how they became like they are civilized. History is there to tell that. and that they are the first criminal on earth. And they went on until, all right, they tried to adjust themselves and come out from the uncivilized way that they were. They start to dress like civilized people. They start looking facially and bodily like real humans. You know, so that something happened. And through that interbreeding, the African hybrid ethnic people lost the state of orbital sanity to the point their value system, I mean, is remarkably not the same. They're lacking awareness of civilized issues. And I can take you to Jamaica, where I grew up, and show you an example. And you can also learn of this example from other circumstances. But my illustration is to understand fully what I'm saying about the state of African people. I mean, the hybrid ethnic people. Over the past 200,000 years, it is, according to the history, it's not challenged, and we have the evidence of Africa there. Africa has not shifted and gone anywhere. It's there, and scientists have gone to Africa, and we have, I mean, perfect evidence to prove the existence of these hybrid people that were created in South Africa. That it is not a spirit God, that creation at all, like what you have in the Bible, right? To the extent that, according to this, the science research, it says this. It is done by a science group, the leading science of the group is Michael Tellinger, and the ancient stone structures of Africa. The only way we civilized people can be assured that something is true is by real objects. For example, like the pyramids that are set up, you know, around the world, and more featured in Egypt. Here's a picture I have here with me where there are like about three sizable pyramid and some like little dwarf pyramid, maybe like imitation of a real pyramid, but it's like decoration. But they are the big pyramids, right? So what I'm saying to you is we are able to know when something is real from when it is not real. We civilized people. Not uncivilized people. We're not talking about uncivilized people. No. When uncivilized people become a part of civilized people, you don't allow them to rule anything. Okay? because they are only destroyer to civilization. The white people that you have here right now, you may say, well, then what about civilization that they are destroying? You don't know. I wouldn't even, you know, I mean, I don't have time now to like get into that. If somebody asks me that, they don't worth an answer, because they don't worth wasting the time to tell them that. Because this is not something, no matter how little bit of civilized knowledge they have, they shouldn't ask that type of question. So therefore, they can go about their business. If you're putting them around a steering wheel to drive, you better know what you're doing. Because I tell you what, you see the kind of damage, all these criminal atrocities that they do. I mean, would somebody ask me if these arc humans are sane and civilized? You know, all the things that these white people do, you need to ask if they are civilized? If you cannot factor the things that have happened into this patio-temporal time of what I pointed out, when there was no human being on earth, then came uncivilized humans, and then came civilized humans. If you don't know that brought that about, you need to learn about that, right? But when we have a situation now where uncivilized people are taking the place of civilized people, that's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. And that's what I am trying to tell you, that I don't see African ethnic people behaving on the level of when the creation of us was done in South Africa by the Elohim gods. The first 100,000 years was solid development of these primitive workers. Okay? And there is no recording that these hybrid people were any less than what the gods intended. And the history shows that they were given wide understanding, and these were creatures specially made hybrid from special life form. The sapien species and the god's blood themselves. So there was no report that, and it would have been reported, okay, if there was a failure. Just like it is given in the historic record that just as you see mule do not give birth, mule cannot beget mule. How mule come about then? Well, they were created hybrid. And I don't know when, however, but they are hybrid. Mule is a hybrid creature. And so, if the creator of those hybrid had given the mule the ability to lust after its counterpart female, they would be having children. But it is not so. It is there for us to understand something about being hybrid. We were created hybrid, and according to the record, and you will even see some examples of it in the white people Bible that they wrote, some little truth that they put in there, right? Although not altogether perfect, but they, you don't expect them to do nothing perfect, right? You have to go to the perfect history to tell you what happened. Right? the hybridization of the humans came out perfect, except that what was expected, they could not breed each other, male and female. They couldn't breed each other because they didn't have no lust or have the kind of hormonal compatibility to be a special procedure that the gods, the scientists did on the man, they call Adam, to be affixed to Eve, right? And it is something that is mentioned as something in the man's rib that they are taking and plant into the woman that made them compatible. And from thence, not a problem. So we are hybrid that are reproducing because the creators of us as hybrid did that as a part of causing us to reproduce. All right. And so I am telling you about our situation now and what we know about ourselves, about this research in Africa, the place where we were created. Now, why the Bible doesn't tell where Adam and Eve was created? Why they don't point out that spot? It is because, though it is ironic that they didn't, because they write all kind of things about the gods, and they don't write it like it is the Elohim. All the rivers that are, you know, dug up in Africa. These white people writing the Bible, they don't write the truth about it. Okay? So they write about the God, which is their faggot God they're talking about, that make the rivers in Africa. These white people. That's what they do. If you don't know it now. Because we need to have reason to not believe what they write in the Bible. If you don't know the truth, you will forever believe what is in the Bible. Okay? Beware of white people that you see out there. Okay? So I am saying that we know what is evidence of something. So you once we follow the Bible, we will be in psychological darkness. And that is really the problem now, whereas we are not able to think and reason and hold command of what is happening in our civilized world. And I'm showing you evidence that we have been created, and these scientists have just since October 6, 2012, right, that this research was done in South Africa. These white people and their institution that they set up, they are now dictating to us ethnic people to not pay no attention to our creation. That's what these faggot white people are doing. You don't know? Yeah. You see, they come here and kill off the Indians in America. And at this point, nobody, no attention to that anymore. So that's what they do. And come here and kill us. All the evidence is here that they come and kill us. All kind of atrocities. When we are sleeping, you know, their mission of killing us one by one. That's what they did. All right. But what happened is the interbreeding that they did on our people that causes our brain to go under orbit. Okay? Our orbital brain is no longer functioning. So where we are coming from, Michael Tellinger, Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. Of the white people them now today, since they come now in modern time and they can read, and now they talk about they governing the world. They put Africa out of business and stuff like that. And here we are. If we don't rise up, if we don't rise up with the help of our gods, we are going to be totally annihilated by these white people. Because they are saying, no, where we are is not ours. Now, they go ahead and set up what now? Universities? Colleges? All kind of a learning institution? And they become the leader now of everywhere. Now, it is us, not them, that came to the Western Hemisphere and all around the world, New Zealand, Australia, and set up our institution. Whilst they were learning to read and go to our institution and into the world is a textbook, you see the process that they went through from nothing to becoming civilized, right? And remember, all of this time, we are suffering from the interbreeding that they did and give us their monkey blood, ape blood. That gets into our species, our system. And we no longer the people who were created. When I say we are no longer the people who were created by the gods, I don't mean entirely not. But what I'm saying, mentally, we are poisoned by their blood. Whilst they began to talk in the process of interbreeding. Okay? So we think that we are okay because I guess we're not feeling all kind of pain or what, some stuff like that. And the illnesses that we get, we think it's just natural sicknesses. But these people are killing us every day with all kind of different poison and virus and stuff like that. These white people. That's what they do because we make them like cat guarding the milk. We commit ourselves to them. So that they can live now 100,000 years coming right along down to this time. They come and take charge of everything we have. Okay? And it's all right with us, can't you see? Now, are we the people that the gods created 200,000 years ago? I mean, what do you read about us, the first 100,000 years? What I read is that just before I mean, at the end of this period. Yes, Neolithic period. At the end of the Neolithic period, we are sound and no complaint. And the gods decided to use the river, the Mesopotamian area, to send down, use water and flood the place for them to have rich lands to start agriculture. My friend, we're talking about after 100,000 years. And these periods that went by, Paleolithic, Neolithic age, come right down to 2004. Not 2000, 4,000 to 3,000 BC. That the gods taught us to use metal. It says, the use of metal mark a new level of human control over the environment resources. Where were these white people at that time? 4,000 years ago. Remember, they started this whole bunch of raping and disfiguring our people many, many thousand years before this time right here. Okay? So at this time right here, they're stealing everything we have, these white people, at 4,000. Yes, that's what they're doing. All right, so we're going to come, all right, what can they do as a civilized thing? Make stone tools, that's all. So this is the World History textbook that is telling us how we progressed since 200,000 years ago. Right? So the first 100,000 years, at the end of that 100,000 years, this is what begins, is we are going to, the gods are going to like inspire us to now use the use of metal mark a new level of human control over the environment, its resources. Listen, do you think white people were a part of this? Do you read anywhere where white people were a part of this? You read that they left from Africa 1.5 million years ago and going into Europe. They were still up there in Europe. And when did they leave Europe to go anyplace else? You need to find that out. But I am following the blueprint in history. And like I said, we have to have objects, evidence to things of history. It cannot be like a Bible that we read in, okay, where they twist up our creation into the Bible about Adam and Eve. These white sodomite people, and the only reason why we look on white people today like they are somebody, it is because they start to look like us, both mentally and physically. At the outcome, they don't want to recognize themselves with us, even though they look like us, and they never did until they begin to come and mingle with us sexually. Okay? Yeah. They take over humanity now. So I am telling you, when you read how we have progress over 100,000 years in villages. You don't read nothing about white people in villages, anywhere, places where the places where civilization began, called places. We call them I had the thing here and it's slip away from me. It was here. Herban, you know, it's Herban. The civilized Herban development. That's the word. The urban civilization begun, right? The place, look at the places and see if you see anything like Europe around at this time. Because they're out there trying to work their way up. You see, because they are now able to read and they want to learn a lot of things, and they were, remember, 3.5 million years or so mute and look like apes for all the time, coming down to where I'm reading here, Neolithic. These people that only know about making stone tool and light a fire as they are in currently up in Europe. How did they get out of Europe and begin to, go all over the world? It is because of what they did, way up about in 100,000 years ago from where we are now. This second 100,000 years that make we... on creation time 200,000 years ago, right? So what I'm trying to show you is not that we don't have reason to, like, tell these white people to go back where they come from into the caves and leave our place where they come in and talk about Palestine is their Israel and start calling themselves Jews and calling themselves, Semitic people. And since when? Since when? Yes, since that they stopped looking like monkeys. Okay? This is what happened. So now they are looking more and more like us until they're, driving us out of everywhere we are. But turn to the World History Textbook where we have every progress of the way that don't include them. How they start looking like us? How white people start looking like black, like civilized people? They never were civilized. They come from a different species. Okay? Why are we in this situation? It's because something happened and we are kept in the dark of it. And worse, because our brain no longer on the frequency, no longer on the orbit that it 200,000 years. We are not thinking on that. So that's why these things that these white people are doing, they are sodomites from long ago. And they kept it quiet throughout the years that they are trying to elevate themselves because they are talking and stuff like that now. Yeah, you can see. It's just the other day in 1970 that they begin to come out of the closet. Why are white people in a closet with homosexuality? Why? They are in there because they are to smother their fucking ass appetite all those years and make it seem like they want to worship our creator gods And it's written in the World Literature Textbook where they were carrying on their own ceremony and praising our gods. But no sooner than they get where they want, they raise up Christianity. So I'm telling you now that, you know, we don't understand their MO. You see, they call themselves by every holy word, name, or place. That's how they want to be identified, because they look like us, they sound like us, and they do things like us, and simply because we don't know what they have done to be what they look like and what they are doing. See, they know, I mean, have all the principality around the world hook up underneath their power, right? We don't know why. The why is in the World History textbook. Okay. The good thing about this is that they don't have any civilized authority at all. If they are being now confronted to prove their authenticity of government, civilized government, and law code, they don't have fart in their pocket, not even fart. They don't have called Jesus. Ask them to go find that Jesus. They can't find it. Who is Mary Magdalene? Why are they lying? You read the word, the Da Vinci Code, and you see, she tell your story. You think it's not, the Da Vinci Code is not just a fictional book, okay? It has reality in there, but you have to know what you're reading. Why are they hiding the fact that the African man that they're calling Jesus was a married man? They're having their fact. They're calling the man a European Jesus Christ that is a faggot. So when you read about Jesus is a faggot. Okay? Because it's a Hebrew man, they are turning into a European man. And the believer in Christ would say they don't care about what color Jesus is. But they don't know the truth in history. And guess what? They probably will never do, because their mind is off the orbit. Okay? This is what is happening. All right. So I am telling you that the book is here for us to see that the Bronze Age is the African ethnic people time of development. Okay? The urban civilization comes in here where it says, nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age around 3000 to 1200 BC. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. We are in the changes now, but these sodomite white people have entered into our lives, and this is where we are today with what is supposed to be our new social structure. They come and join it. They come in and take it all over. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than villages as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming. They gradually began to develop more complex societies. Does that include white people? No, there is nothing here that refers to them who are up there in Europe over 1.5 million years now. Okay? So it goes on to tell you, and as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, listen, because this is what the white people are, this is what they are stealing from us. You see? See, where we are now developing up, like it says, as their wealth increased. Where did white people have wealth from? Where they get it from? And they were mute when they're going up into Europe. They mute and make stone tools. That's it. They are monkey, the first man. Okay? So what's wrong with us now, except that we're gone, our brain is gone. That's that. Look at Mandela. You think Mandela was a sober man? Of course not. Look at what they did to him. If he had sense, as much sense that I have, they couldn't put Mandela in a, they couldn't lock him up. They wouldn't know, they wouldn't even think about those kind of stuff. These white people cannot stand the truth. So it's only when they find out that you are below them, they'll handle you. Okay? And these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. At this time here, what did these white people know, and were they able to afford anything civilized? The answer is no. And look at what we have. Okay? So I show you that when you're going crazy, what happened to you? You lose what you have because you cannot master your own wealth no more. So it goes on to say, yes, we began to create armies and to build walled cities. Yeah, and we needed the walled cities then because of these, you know, these white people. Them were the criminals. And they're not, you know, those who they have like go to the January 6th insurrection. That set of people, that's what these white people really are. You have a lot of them that began to modify themselves and look like civilized people and behave like civilized people. But you see, Trump, he is really coming from out of the dirt, and his mind, although he's a billionaire and stuff like that, look at the way he behaves. Look at the kind of a sense of reasoning that he has right now. This man is walking into more trouble than, you know, when you have a gravel road, you know, instead of walking on nice, well-paved road. No, he's walking on stone, and it feels good to him. All the signal, all the things that were to prevent Trump from getting into all of the kind of stuff he's into now. Oh, no, he was bad enough to do it. Just goes to show you, this is a sodomite culture guy. You know what I mean? Dressed up and looking like he's civilized. But look at his ways. He's uncivilized. Look. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valley of Mesopotamia, Listen the places. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Now, today, when we are here and these people leading us and kill us and everything like that, the God's looking at us because here the history book is telling you where they were uplifting us and see where we couldn't get along with it. But these sodomite white people, they coming after what we have because they can read now, they look like us and carry on with all kind of stuff. And nobody is helping us. So the working of civilization, the emergence of civilization, it tells you very clear. Listen to this. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. You tell me now, what kind of a cultural life the African people follow 100,000 years ago? What kind of life were we following when we are leaving out of Africa and coming to places out on the planet? You tell me, right? What kind of culture we live? I mean, we are branded heterosexual. We are not homosexual. And yet still we are bungled up with these people, and they're bringing Jesus in the Bible, tell us to forgive and all this kind of a monkey jungle stuff. We have emergence of civilization. Where they come calling themselves civilized from? Do you know? And this is what we allow. So you say, when I tell you that we are crazy, you know, and sitting down low, I mean, you think I'm joking. I'm not joking. I grew up with Christian parents. They never grunt about it, disgruntled about Christianity. No, because that's all they know. That's all they acquainted with, you know. And especially going through a slavery experience by their foreparents, like 200 years or more. You see, they don't know no better, so we turn fool. That's the reason why you see we African ethnic people don't care about nothing. You see, because these white people are doing everything for us, and we think, hey, that's all right. You don't know who they are and where they're coming from. You don't know that they come from hominids. They are the first human being on earth. You don't know that. And you don't want to know that. You love your Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, these people know jolly well that, I mean, I don't think all of them know, but the well-learned white people, they know that there were never no Jews. They know that there was never any Jesus Christ. They know that they plan up the lie of the Bible on Adam and Eve. They know that. Right? So I just want to tell you some of this. I want to tell you some of that. Right? And tell you where we are coming from and who we are. And it's up to you whether or not you want to just learn the truth. Okay? So I'm telling you that Michael Challenger and his group of scientists that goes into South Africa, and for a long time that they, I mean, because the place is a big place, almost twice the size of the state of Texas, where the gods, they did their exploration of getting gold to take back to where their land, their planet needed atmospheric treatment, and that's what the gold processing was about. And they've been on Earth over some 200,000 years, a long time, a big project. And it's not a joke. You know, you can go to South Africa and go visit that place. I don't know how much resistance these white people are putting up, because they now, since they say they are government and they have the control embassies and you travel and all that, they are concerned about where you go. Go and
understand where we are and the position that we are in and where these white people are over us, but they're ruling us, you're making a very, very sad mistake. So you don't know, we are heterosexual and they come barging in on us, killing us under whatever they want to do because they find out we don't have no sense. You know, and it's not because, you know, we couldn't do things, but we are dumbed down. We are dumbed down. We are not the same people that we were created. And the God is looking at us, wondering, you know, when will we ever realize the right thing? You see, because now you can't even have the desire to question anything. You're satisfied with the Bible. You see what I mean? And the Bible doesn't have your record at all in there. They're lying. You know, I mean, lying. Bad, bad. I mean, we will never recover this unless we realize and, you know, and purge out the foolishness that is inside of us. But we cannot afford to have sodomite white people governing us. You know, see, we just can't. Because I'm telling you, they talk about democracy. If you think white people are afraid of losing democracy, then they got you tricked. Their government don't depend on democracy. It depends on AD and a domini that you're writing all day and write a date. That is what that's what they are protecting.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses. Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.